I watched a movie last night called Big Time Gambling Boss. I thought it was an interesting film. I thought it was very well made, a little dry and boring, maybe not quite enough action for me. Not like the Kenji Fukasaku movies or the Takashi Miike movies. This is a Yakuza movie, and it's very plot heavy, and I would say it's verbose. But a lot of the talk, much of the talk, almost all of it, seemingly all of it, is about these different sort of like clans and the bosses and the kind of like internecine debates and politics between these warring tribes, basically these clans. And this is a movie that I streamed last night on Arrow, and I'm gonna read to you the description from Arrow. So this is Big Time Gambling Boss, a film by Kosaku Yamashita. 1 hour, 34 minutes, 1968, Japan. Okay, so this is the description from the Arrow streaming app. Tokyo, 1934. Gang boss Arakawa is too ill and a successor must be named. The choice falls on Nakai, but being an outsider, he refuses and suggests senior clansman Matsuda instead. But Matsuda is in jail, and the elders won't wait for his release, so they appoint the younger and more malleable Ishido to take the reins. Clan honor and loyalties are severely tested when Matsuda is released, resulting in an increasingly violent internal strife. An atmospheric tale of gangland intrigue, written by Kazuo Kasahara, Battles Without Honor and Humanity, and starring Tomisaburo Wakayama, Lone Wolf and Cub, The Bounty Hunter Trilogy, and genre legend Koji Tsuruta. Big Time Gambling Boss is one of the all-time classics of the Yakuza genre. Paul Schrader called it the richest and most complex film of its type, while novelist Yukio Mishima hailed it as a masterpiece. Yeah, I mean, I have to finish the movie. I have to watch it again to kind of get some of the intricacies and so on. But I thought it was definitely an interesting movie, definitely an interesting Yakuza movie. I thought it kind of was more in depth than other Yakuza movies. Like, it really got into it. You kind of got into those spaces and heard these conversations between some of the higher ups in these Yakuza clans. So that's Big Time Gambling Boss. Now, the other thing that I kind of took in, the other thing that I ingested last night was an album called Maps, produced by Kenny Siegel and starring Billy Woods, or I guess Billy Woods is the rapper on it, the performer. I don't know how I'm supposed to say it now. The artist, but it's an album. It's a joint album between the two of them, Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel. And it's an amazing album. It got a great review on Pitchfork. So that's when I knew I had to listen to it. And I put it on, and it's just really kind of cool and sonically interesting and beautiful at times, and just really chill. And I love Billy Woods's flow and his word choice, and the beats are insane. And this is easily the album of the year for me right now. It's one of the best hip hop albums I've heard in years. Maybe just one of the best albums, period, that I've heard in years. So that's Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel with Maps. I want to read you the little description from Pitchfork, but I'm afraid it's going to bump me off when I hop on here. So let's see. I think it's still recording. Maps by Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel, 2023. Yeah, I'm still recording. Okay. Okay, so this album received an 8.9 Best New Music. If you follow Pitchfork, you know that 8.9 is extremely high. Most albums don't get anywhere near that. By Stephen Curse, genre, rap, label, Backwoods Studios, reviewed May 5th, 2023. The New York rapper reconnects with the Los Angeles producer for a masterful road trip album. Humor and dread, weed and food, technique and style. Billy Woods is in full command of it all. Yeah, I'd say that's decently accurate. I mean, it's a concept album about travel. I wouldn't call it a road album, or I don't know what they just called it, but it's very interesting. I also don't know why I read the writer of the review's name, because I'm not going to read the review or the article. All right, thank you for listening. This is Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. I'll be back on again soon to talk to you some more. I'm off for a few days. I got the house to myself right now, so I'm recording inside, which hopefully aids the sound quality, aids in making it crisp and clear. I hope the acoustics are nice in here. And yeah, I'll talk to you very soon. Peace. I checked the Pitchfork review of Maps again. Not the review itself, but the intro. And it says, it calls the album a masterful road trip album. Which, I know it probably sounded like I disagree with it. Well, that's because I kind of do disagree with it. Or I sort of like half disagree with it. I wouldn't call it a, I mean, it is masterful. But I wouldn't call it a road trip album. I would call it, as I said, a concept album about traveling, but it's also a concept album about being on the road, ostensibly to tour, which isn't a road trip. That's being on tour. That's being on the road. That's touring. So, to me, it's two different things, but that's how I read it. I mean, you can interpret it different ways, and it could also be both, so that's Maps.
This has been a production of Reptilian.